Simin Tzadi Beis Sif Beis. Nafal Cholov L'toich Kedera Shel Basar. If milk falls into a pot of meat, Toimin HaChaticha Shnafal L'ha Cholov. So one gives to a goy to taste the piece of meat that the milk fell on. Im Ein Batam Cholov Hakol Mutter. If that piece of meat doesn't taste the milk in that meat, if the goy doesn't taste it, so then everything is mutter. Avim yesh bechaticha mitimas chalav. However, if the piece of meat does have the taste of milk, nesra oisa chaticha, then certainly that piece of meat becomes aser. Again, this is the sheet of the mechaber that the mechaber holds that we can do timas kfela, that we can give to a non-Jew to taste the piece of meat, and we can rely on him. Uldidan, the Rama says, Uldidan dein soimchi nagoi b'inan shishim bechaticha v'imlav kulasura. However, the Rama says that we don't rely on timas kfela, so therefore we have to be mishayir always b'shishim. If there's 60 in the volume of the meat connected to the milk, then it's mutter, otherwise it would be asr. The Mechaber continues, u'mishayirim b'kula. Im haya b'kol ma shiyesh b'kedera me'achatichas v'yerek v'amerek v'atavlin k'dei sh'teichaticha zu echa mishishim me'akol ha'chaticha asura v'ashar mutter. Now that this piece of meat was asr, now we have to mishayir in the entire pot 60 connected that piece of meat. So if, with all the vegetables, soup, meat, other pieces of meat, spices, everything together, if I have 60 connected that piece of meat, then everything else in the pot is mutter. However, that single piece that fell in, that the milk fell onto, that piece of meat is asr. B'medvar mamurim b'shaloi nir ha'kadeira mitchila k'shenafal ha'chalav elal v'soif. When is this talking, dafka, if he didn't stir the pot at the beginning, but rather he stirred it at the end? V'loi kisa, and he didn't cover it. Avalam nir mitchila v'yad soif, however, if he did stir it from beginning till end, oi shekisa mishas nefila v'yad soif, or if he covered it from the beginning till the end, hakol mitztarev levatel tamacholov. Then we could use whatever is in the pot, we could use to be mevatel that drop of meat, of milk. So provided that there is 60 in the pot connected that drop of milk, then everything is mutter. Okay, that's the lashon of the mechaber so far. So now, as a hakdama to understanding the sif, you have to know that there's a machlokes rishonim, there's a machlokes Ari and Rashi. The shita Ari is that if you have a piece of meat that is not in the roitiv at all, so how do you have that? If you have a piece of meat, let's say that's sitting half in the roitiv, half out of the roitiv, and there's another piece of meat that's piggybacking on top of it, so this piece of meat is now completely out of the roitiv. So if you have such a piece of meat, and milk falls onto it, the milk will answer that piece of meat, but ad kan, it will not, the tam will not travel any further, it will not answer the piece of meat below it, and everything else in the pot, no matter how much is there, how little is there, it doesn't matter, that piece of meat, if you don't have shishim connected, if the milk gives tam into that meat, that first piece, that top piece of meat is aser, everything else in the pot, no matter what, will be mutter. That's the, Jews, everybody agrees to this. This is muskum. Okay, that's the din of the re. But says the re, let's say the piece of meat which is half in the reitiv, it's partially submerged, partially above the reitiv. If milk were to fall onto that piece of meat, then that piece of meat would, the tam from that goes onto that piece, the milk that goes onto that piece of meat will travel through the piece of meat into the soup, and we don't view that as a separate entity, but rather we view it as just part of the soup. So if milk falls onto a piece of meat which is partially submerged, we would, so long as there's shishim in the entire pot connected it, then everything is mutter. However, if you don't have shishim in the pot, then everything in the pot is aser. So it really comes out, according to the Ri, a chumra and a kula. A chumra, if you don't have shishim in the pot, then the entire pot is aser, as opposed to if it was on that elevated piece, so that it wouldn't matter. If I don't have shishim in the pot, only that piece of meat is aser, everything else is mutter. But now, if it falls onto the piece of meat which is submerged halfway into the pot, which is submerged in the liquid, the one that's floating, so that piece of meat which is floating in the liquid, if there's not shishim connected to the milk, then not only is it aser, but the entire pot is aser. However, if there is shishim keneged the milk, then everything is mutter. Not only is that piece of meat, but the entire pot, everything is mutter. That's the shita of the Ri. According to Rashi, though, Rashi disagrees. He holds that the piece of meat which is half in the milk, which is half in the, sorry, the piece of meat which is half in the reitiv, if milk were to fall onto it, that piece of meat becomes usser. Just like if the piece of meat was above the reitiv, it becomes usser, so too if it's partially in the reitiv, that piece of meat that the milk falls onto, that one becomes usser. Again, provided it gives tam. If that piece of meat would be shishim keneged the milk, then of course it wouldn't. But assuming that that piece of meat is small enough, then it gives tam, it gets tam, that piece of meat would be usser, even though it's sitting in the, no matter what, it'll become usser. Even if the rest of the pot is shishim keneged that piece of meat, or keneged everything even, no matter how much is in the pot, that piece of meat that's floating, according to Rashi, will become usser. Shaila is, what's with the rest of the pot now? Do I need shishim keneged the rest of that pot or not? So the Darkei Moshe says that in Rashi there'll be a kula as well. So in Rashi there's a chumrah, the chumrah is klape, that piece of meat itself, that piece of meat will always be usser, but there'll be a kula in Rashi shita as well. That just like according to the Ri, we said that the piece of meat which is completely out of the reitiv, that one that's up on top, it doesn't travel any further. It'll stay in that chaticha and it won't aser anything more. According to Rashi, it'd be the same way. That piece of meat which is in the reitiv, the milk will aser that piece of meat, but it won't travel any further. That's the way the Darkei Moshe learns the Shita's Rashi. However, the Taz says no. What happens is that piece of meat becomes usser. It's true. The bliya stops but it only stops for half a second. It'll stop long enough to usser that piece of meat, and then it'll travel on and it'll usser the rest of the pot, unless you have shishim in the entire pot keneged that piece of meat. Okay, so now we're going to have a machlokes, the Shach and Taz here, how to read this sif. The Shach is going to learn that this sif is going like Shita Sari. Okay, if we're talking over here about a piece of meat which is above the reitiv, because it's above the reitiv, only that piece of meat becomes aser. It will only aser the rest of the soup if you are near at the end. You weren't near at Bitchila, but you're near Besoif. Okay, let's discuss near for a second now. If when the drop of milk fell in, if I'd be near right away, if I'd be near immediately, I would stir the pot. So then it would combine everything in the pot together. Then everybody agrees in that case, all I need is shishim keneged the milk. As long as, let's say, the kazayas of milk fell in, as long as there's shishim kazayasim in the entire pot, it's all mutter. If I was near betchila, or I was kisa. Kisa means I cover the pot. Once I cover the pot, that's like the hevel of the pot then combines everything together. It's like everything was stirred together. So near v'kisa, for these purposes, are equivalent. So the Shach says, well, we're talking, but that's only, right, so that's if I was near at the tchila. What happens if I was not near betchila? So then the piece of meat which is above the surface, that one becomes usser. What if I'm near then besoif, meaning after that piece became usser, I then decided, I didn't notice, whatever happened, I stirred the pot. Now, I'm mixing that piece of meat, which is above, I'm now pushing it into the liquid, I'm combining it all around. I'm now gonna need shishim keneged that piece of meat. That's the way he learns the mechaber. So when the mechaber said that I now need, b'med varam amurim, b'shaloid nir hakadera b'tchila ela l'besoif, it means bedafka, it means I didn't stir it at the beginning, so that piece of meat became aser, the one up on top, and then I did stir it lebesoif, and now I'm going to need shishim keneged that whole piece of meat. Okay, and therefore the very simple reading, he reads it, takes the words of the mechaber literally, and therefore he learns that the mechaber is paskening like Shitas Hari. However, the Taz says no. When the mechaber said that you stirred it at the end, that's lav dafka. He didn't really stir it in. That's only because in the next lashon of the mechaber he says he was near mitchil vat soif, and therefore he mentions soif. Lashon of stirring the pot at the end is really lav dafka. When he says he was loy near bitchila, he means he wasn't near at all. So if he wasn't near at all, why then is anything become aser? If we were talking about a piece of meat which is outside the roitev, and it's right. So then the anointed, there's no reason that anything should become aser. Rather, we're talking about, therefore, he learns we're talking that Mechaber is paskening like Rashi. And we're talking about a piece of meat which is half in the roitev, half out of the roitev. And what happens is, when the milk falls onto that piece of meat, it asers that piece of meat. And then even without doing anything, that bleel will now travel and will aser the rest of the pot as well. That's the way the Taz learned Shitas Rashi, which again, it's not the way the Darkei Moshe learned it. And very possibly, the Shach would learn like the Darkei Moshe as well, that according to Shitas Rashi, only that piece of meat would become Aser, the one that's partially in the liquid. But the Shach learns that we paskin like the reed. The Taz is going to say that we paskin like Rashi. Now, both the Shach and Taz have a different issue over here. In this simen, we talk about it Asering Bekuloi. The entire piece of meat becomes Aser. In Simen Kofei, similar case, Machlokes Rashi and Reh is discussed over there also. And there we say that when a piece of Isser falls onto the piece of meat, it only asers a Ketei Netila. So the Shach and Taz both question, why over here do we say that the entire piece of meat becomes Aser, we have to Chesh V'Shishim? And over there we say it only asers a Netila, which is about a finger, which is a finger's width, about 1 inch. What's the difference between the two cases? So one teretz the Shach brings is from the Darkei Moshe, that milk, here we're talking about milk, and milk is a davar shamein. Milk has chema, right? Can be turned into, part of it has cream that can be turned into butter. The cream is fatty. Therefore, the milk is considered an item that's fatty. And therefore, it asers bekulai. The shamnunis is mefafea bekulai. Shach himself brings the problem with this approach is then that we're saying that a davar shamein isn't going to go michaticha lechaticha. And the Rashba says Mefurish that only in Isser, in fact, the Rashba brings a raya from this halacha that milk is a davar kochosh because you see it doesn't go michaticha lechaticha. Why not? Must be that milk is kochosh because if it would be shamein, it would go straight through. So that's the shita of the so therefore that Darkei Moshe is a little bit shver to say that milk is shamin. However, the Taz in Simin Peizayin, we discussed this by the cave over there. He learns that milk taka is shamin. He had that as an explanation for why the entire item over there became usher. He learned because the milk is considered shamin. So Chari, one could say, just as a hesber, that whole milk, like the Shach pointed out, whole milk is considered shamin because it has in it the cream, the part that's turned into chema, which has shamnunis in it. Therefore, and that's what we're talking about in Simen Peizayin too, where we're talking about the nursing calf. If you open up its keva, so what it's in there is whole milk. So that milk is considered to be shamin. You could say that if you have skim milk, though, if you remove the chema, so then it could be everybody agrees that milk is kochosh. And the Rashba could be learning that we were talking about over here where the chema was removed, and therefore milk then would be kochosh. Either way, we lemaisa were machmer that we're einanu bekiyim between kochosh and shamin, and even though the Rashba tells us that milk is kochosh, again, there are different levels of milk, like we said, and we're not generally makel to say that milk is for sure considered a item which is kochosh. However, if it's only the Prima Gadon brings, if it's only an Issa Durabanan, and something that we're in cases where we're pretty sure, there is makom to be makel. So this could have nafkaminas. In certain cases, especially if you're only dealing with, let's say, Isser of Chalavakum, or Chalav Stam, so there it's only an Isser Darabanan, and in cases where we are more confident that it really is only Kochosh, the cases where we say we are Bikiyim, like by an Isser Balua, so there could be situations where there's reason to be Mekel. However, usually there'll be other ingredients in the product, oils and things which will make us, again, not bikiyim. So it's hard to have a case where everything in there is kochosh, but maybe some examples do exist. The Shach brings another teretz. I think that it's also quoted, I believe, from the Darkei Moshe. It brings it from the Ran. The Ran says that the difference of between here and Kuf Hei is that here we're talking about this Hevel HaKadera, and it's an Isser Davar Tzolol. So milk is a liquid, and it plus is Hevel HaKadera. There's a lot of steam, and the steam helps to combine all the bliyas, and it makes it like Bishel. So even though we're talking about milk which fell on top of the piece of meat, so it's not cooking together with all the other juices, but since it's in the Hevel, it's combined with all the other Hevel of a Kedera, it has a din like Bishel, and Bishel, the din is it goes Bekuloi. As opposed to in Siman Kuf Hei, we're talking about a Davar Gush, and it's talking about over there by Tzli. So Tzli is only, that's over there considered like Tzli, and there it doesn't, in fact, you need both of these conditions to be considered like Bishel. Otherwise, it would only be a Netila. You need that there's Hevel of a Kedera, and then it's a Davar Tzol. So milk in a pot with lots of juices, lots of steam, that would be, that's when it goes, that's when we say it goes Bekuloi. Now, this issue of near Vikisa, if you would have stirred the pot at the beginning, or if you would have covered the pot, so then we say that combines everything together, and even though the drip of milk fell onto one piece of meat, we'd say that everything combines to be mevatel that piece of that milk. So as long as, let's say, one kazayas of milk fell in, even if it fell onto a piece of meat which was only 10 kazayasim, but as long as there's 60 kazayasim in the entire pot, if you stir immediately, that would be insufficient. So the Chamuda Daniel learns from this case that he says, you see that a bliya doesn't happen instantly, because after the milk fell on, then he stirs the pot. He didn't stir it before the milk fell onto it. Or if he was kisa. Kisa takes time. It takes time to cover the pot after the milk fell on. And then it takes time for the hevel to build up and for it to be like the kisa, like it was near. It could take a few seconds. So you see that a bliya doesn't aser the piece of meat immediately. That's the raya. It's questionable whether we go like this chamud d'nil, and we'll see in a second what the other alternative pshat is. But usually makum hefsid, you know, in the shasetcha cases, so people are mitzdarif the sheet of the chamud d'nil, that a bliya doesn't happen instantaneously. It takes a few seconds. If a person, you know, accidentally banged his fleishig, you know, item against his milk, it was just a split second bang, you know. So there's even though one of them was hot, and you know all this. There's reason to be mekel, especially makom tchak, to rely on the chamud d'nil, but we try to avoid it when possible. So what's wrong with this svara? The chamud d'nil saying a very good svara. You see from our sugya that it takes a few seconds till near v'kisa. So those who disagree, they say that no, the bliya happens immediately, but the bliya then has to travel through the piece of meat. It's being nispashet, and while it still hasn't been nispashet, we call it soifel nispashet. It's gonna, right? It doesn't just ask for the klipo that it falls onto. It continues on. It's gonna go through the netila, and then it's not gonna stop at netila. It's gonna ask for bekulai. And then if the piece of meat is submerged in the liquid, so then, according to the re, it's gonna continue on, and it's gonna go throughout the entire pot. So that transfer of tam, that takes time. So even though it fell onto that piece of meat, and if I would have just left it there for a few more seconds, that piece of meat would have become usser. But since it takes time for that bliya to stop, and right now it's still in transit, so long as the bliya is moving, I could stir it and continue the travels of that bliya. And we don't say chanan, we don't say the efshel esoichtai usser, that I can't get that bliya out. We don't say that until the bliya stops. Once this bliya stops moving, then it's all over. Then chanan, efshel esoichtai, you can't get it all out. Then we say that forever that piece of meat is usser. But till that point, while the bliya is still initially entering the piece of meat, it's shayach to add more, it's shayach to stir it, it's shayach to keep that bliya in transit, to keep it moving, and it won't usser it won't answer that piece of meat. It'll go on and answer, and it'll become bottle in the rest. Now this is a very important svara. This idea of of soifel hispashet, where it comes up in industry all the time, where we talk about bittel. If you have a piece of pipe, and that pipe is usser, and let's say for one reason or another that one small section of pipe was never kashered. So if you cheshbon how much liquid went through that pipe, so you have many, many times shishim connected that piece of pipe. That piece of pipe, let's say, is a 5-foot section of pipe. And how big, how much any bleas could there be? There's maybe cheshbon, let's say, 15 kazesim of blias in that pipe. But we said we put through gallons and gallons, hundreds of gallons of liquid through it. However, the liquid that's contained in that pipe at any given time is not shishim keneged that pipe. It's, let's say it's a 4-inch pipe, it's a 2-inch pipe. There's no, you don't have shishim keneged that at any point in that pipe. So do we say it asers, it keeps asering as everything goes through? We'll say chanan on all the liquid. And it doesn't matter that I'm sending through thousands of gallons of liquid. As it passes through that little piece of 5 feet of piping, it'll asser everything. Or do you say that as the bli is going through, as the product is going through and is absorbing, it isn't, the blia doesn't finish. It takes time. It takes time for this blia to be nispashate throughout all the liquid that's in that pipe. And as it's doing that, more liquid is coming and more liquid is coming, and there's enough, there's more than shishim to mevatel all the blias of iser that are coming out of that pipe. So, using this svara of seifa lispashate, we say that as long as I keep pouring on more and more and more, it has to be a continuous flow and it has to be enough volume too. Because if I'm just putting on, adding on a trickle of more, it won't help me. The blia will already be nispashe bekulei beforehand. But if I have a high pressure of liquid coming through, I could say that the blia didn't have time to be nispashe yet through those few inches of product, before more product came in and took its space and helped it to be mevatel. So if I have hundreds of gallons going through, I mean, in a company you can have hundreds of gallons, you know, be 20 gallons a minute or something going through. Well, in just a matter of a minute or two, I'll already have shishim connected that. Then in such a case, you could say seifel espashet, and it won't answer any of the, all the product would be mutter.